For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. A jail door slamming behind him is the last thing a gang member wants to hear. But that's what awaits many of them, according to members of the Midlands Gang Task Force. The force includes representatives of the Richland and Lexington County Sheriff's Offices, the Columbia, West Columbia, and Casey Police Departments, and more. Columbia Police Sergeant Jack Sherd outlined the typical crimes committed by gangs.
Obviously, the shooting, drug dealing is the bread and butter because it's how to make money. But it's an age thing. So a lot of the younger gang members start by breaking into cars, and then stealing cars, breaking into homes, and then it may escalate down the road to shootings.
However, fellow task force member Sergeant Kelvin Griffin of the Richland County Sheriff's Office said recently law enforcement has noticed a shift away from these types of crimes.
It used to be selling drugs and things of that nature, but now it seems like they're going to more white-collar crimes. What I mean, they're going to a lot of things as far as identity theft, tax fraud. Also, one of the newest crimes we're seeing is a lot of human trafficking. The sheriff has developed a unit to handle those type of things.
One reason for the change to more white-collar crimes has to do with the difference in the length of sentences, Griffin said.
I believe that's simple. It's just the amount of time they would get. You get less time doing identity theft than you would just, say, selling some drugs on the corner. So it's just the amount of time you would get, and it's not a crime against people per se, you know, not a harsh crime.
Sherd agreed, but said another factor has prompted the shift to crimes such as sex trafficking.
It's easier. Say you have a kid, a victim, you put him in a hotel, and a bunch of Johns show up. That's easy money. You didn't have to do anything. You didn't have to go buy drugs. You didn't have to travel with the drug. You didn't have to make the drugs. You just have the person, put them in a hotel, and you're making money.
Sherd said even when gang members are caught and jailed, they are sometimes organized enough that they can continue planning and ordering crimes from prison using smuggled-in cell phones.
It's not uncommon for us to see these guys on Facebook Live posting videos, communicating to their other criminal counterparts, and making just as much money from the inside of a prison as they did on the outside.
The task force is trying to meet the challenge from gangs by cooperating across jurisdictions and sharing information on gang members, according to Griffin.
The city might have more intel on this guy than we had, versus we were scrambling in our brain like, hey, what we need? And they might have intel on them already. And sometimes we have more intel on a person than when we combine it. We realize, hey, you know, we have more intel on this guy than we thought. The same thing with Casey, same thing with West Columbia. They bring stuff to the table, and that all helps us.
Sherd said although the task force may focus on the Midlands, it cooperates with other counties for obvious reasons.
It doesn't matter that they're not a part of it. We want to help them, which helps us. We've been going over to Kershaw and helping investigate some of their crimes. Last year, we were speaking with Fairfield County. We worked with Horry County. We worked with Charleston County. We worked with Calhoun County and Orangeburg County. So if we don't share information, then we're the losers.
The task force routinely speaks to schools and church groups to try to discourage young people from joining gangs. Sherd said the young person who can be steered away from gangs today is one who the force won't be arresting tomorrow. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.